Hello, Fraser Morgan here, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM. Enjoy!
Coming up for 4:07, I hope you're having a gorgeous Friday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Phoenix 90FM, broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas on 90FM and online, of course, to the world at phoenixfm.com, which is where you can hear us. You can also head to see Mixcloud if you go onto the website. There's a little link there. You can see a webcam into the studio, which during this hour I will point right at Fraser Morgan while he's rocking out for us in the studio. He just looks incredibly surprised at that particular fact. He hasn't done his ear. He has done his hair. He looks fine from where I'm sitting. He's joining us in the next few moments for a live session. Very excited for that. We'll get plugged in. We'll get him ready to rock and all sorts. Before we get there, I've got music to squeeze in for you as well from a couple of new bands. Some that have been on the show before, some that haven't, including this. Now, this is new music from a band called Project Culture. And not so long ago, they were at the same gig I met Fraser at down at Ralph's little shed session. They did a fantastic job. We were a little bit worried for health and safety reasons when they started climbing the ladder at one point, almost got on the roof of the shed. It was all kicking off, incredible scenes in the garden. But this is a brand new music from Project Culture with a song called Green Ring-Necked Parakeets.
She says they came from India, then some escape from the raviary. Or maybe someone else released them. Now you can find them nesting in cities. They don't migrate in winter, don't leave when things get tough. Somehow they made a home in London, said one time she saw a whole flock. Years go by, temperatures rise, but they're not afraid of change. We're going under, they're growing in numbers, and they're all here to stay. We're on thin ice, they're still at the sights, time to join the fray. We're trying, we're driven, this world's not a given, but we won't go up in flames. We kid ourselves about what we want. It's where all our problems are coming from. Hiding in boxes what we really love. We're dancing where no one else sees us. Now the naysayers are calling for calls, say they're a danger to our way of life. They're feral and there's too many of them. Got license to shoot on sight. It's so easy to be the contrarian. Shame people who care for anything. It's harder to be someone who knows who they are, but they're the ones worth remembering. We kid ourselves about what we want. It's where all our problems are coming from. Hiding in boxes what we really love. We're dancing where no one else sees us. We try to be what we think they want. Our friends, our parents, the people we love. Don't be like the others, just open up. We'll dance where no one can see us. You think no one's gonna wanna know you, and that they won't like what they'll find. Guilty of this as well. I just can't go in blind. You're not like everyone else. You're not stand up fishing, you're not cold. You can't fake it, so don't backtrack now. Don't act like you don't care, let it show. We cared ourselves about what we want. Where all our problems are coming from. Hiding in boxes while we really love. We're dancing when no one else sees us. We're always worried that we'll scare them off. Gotta earn it for us to open up. It's a feeling of fun that I forgot. But we're dancing when no one can see. We'll be right back.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Fraser Morgan is poised and ready to join us on the radio. Hello, Fraser.
Hello, Stuart.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are we? How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming down and joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
I love it.
That's a big word for the day.
It's a big word for me. I'm from Braintree. we don't go past four letters.
that's a lot. That's good. I was going to say for a Friday, that's a lot of E's.
Well, yeah. So yeah, it's all good. I'm loving this weather. I'm in love with it. I love it.
You
so
seem
much.
Like a guy who enjoyed the sunshine.
I love it. I love all weather.
All weather. Yeah.
I love all weather.
You'd even be up there gigging in snow.
I've played in snow, rain, and probably still be taking my top off like I do at all my live shows.
Just powered and fueled by music.
That's
vibes.
It. That's it. Music keeps me warm.
Can't imagine a gig in the snow. Did I do my first snowball?
Oh, I think it was just like snowing. It wasn't like snowy.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
If it ever is snowing, I'm going to invite you down.
Yeah, so we'll do that. I love that.
In the car park.
I literally play any gig in time. I was speaking to you a minute ago. I was like, I'm trying to find someone in the area for this evening for me to play a gig at.
Okay.
Someone's house or front garden, or back garden or the front room.
Okay, this is big.
Pub.
Let's do a public call. If you're out there and you're listening, Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas.
And surrounding areas, I'm happy to drive. I really want to play. It would be my 718th gig.
That's a big number.
718th.
If you would like to be number 718,
get in touch.
Where do they find you?
Instagram at Fraser Morgan UK, or just like online generally and stuff.
Awesome.
It's Fraser Morgan. Yeah, message me if you got a space for it tonight. I'll come down and play for free.
That would make our day, wouldn't it?
That'd actually make my day if I pulled it off. Okay. If it actually worked.
Let's see if it happens. So you're going to play for us first, of course.
Yeah.
And then they'll sample that and go, let's get some of that down. You'll be inundated with requests.
Hopefully.
Undoubtedly.
It'd be awkward if no one messaged. But like,
it would be a little in, yeah. I'd be frustrated for you. So come on, people.
They'll listen and go, nah. Block me.
Not for me. No. Brutal.
Savage. But no, it's good stuff. It's good.
Thanks for coming in. So I first saw you gigging and rocking out at Ralph's Shed Session up the road.
Yeah, which was really, really, really fun to do because I didn't know. It's quite funny because my mum always telling me growing up, you know, don't talk to strangers. But then some fella followed me on Instagram called The Shed Sessions. And I messaged them and I was like, I'll come play in your shed for you, strange man. And I literally went against everything that my mum told me not to do. And it felt really weird. They're like, oh yeah, like we'll see if you can put on for a gig. And then a month or so later, like, do you want to come and play? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And then so I bumped into your lovely self and Claire, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Claire of Arts Programme fame was there as well. We were hosting the Make Music Day. It was all a big event, wasn't it?
It was a massive event. It was great. It was awesome. It was going off.
A bunch of people there performing in various different ways on the stage and things.
So fun. I love what they're doing there, the Hermit. I love it.
It's a great idea. So they're getting lots of people, lots of young kids down there, giving them a chance. I don't think it's happening during some holidays.
No,
because everyone needs the summer holidays off.
That's
you know?
It. Yeah.
It's too hot to be in any pub.
Don't say that.
For the kids.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be there. Anyway.
I'll be grand. I'll be 5 pints deep still in the pub. Love it. I love a pint.
Got to be done. All part of the territory.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah, but it was a lovely night, and you did a fabulous set for him, which I very much enjoyed. So much energy in your live music. But let's go back to like the humble beginnings. Fraser Morgan was but a seedling,
but a young boy.
Let's not go way back there.
Let's not go that far back.
Let's fast forward a bit.
It's like you bring it forward a little bit. Yeah. Well,
endeavour in music. Where did that come from?
I did like singing at school shows and stuff growing up. Really embarrassing looking back.
school shows? Who were you? What characters did you play?
Oh gosh, don't do this to me. So when I was in year six, for some weird reason, I didn't even sing at this point, Stu. And for some weird reason, I signed up to sing. I don't know why. I still to this day, I have no idea why I did it.
Just felt right.
I just went with it, and it was for a school show, and then I sang. And my mum was like, why? Where has this come from? I was like, I don't know. And so I did it a couple of times. And then throughout school, I did like school shows here and there. I was into musical theatre and that, but nothing much. But I wanted to, up until the age of about 16, I wanted to be a banker.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then my friend, my old best
Better
friend.
Money in that.
Emma. It's a lot more secure, I'll tell you that. My old best friend, Emma, she bought me my first guitar. And I didn't really play much. And I played my first gig. And then just from then on, I was like, I put down the books almost literally and just went straight head first into music. And I just kind of hammered away at it and just keep on going. I have no idea where I'm going, I just know that I'm going. And I'm really, really, really loving the process. And even if I never make it in music, like, I will be playing until I can't anymore, for whatever reason that might be. But I just love it. It makes me so happy. I get to connect with these people. Thursday night, I headlined Harlequin, and there was thousands of people there. It was insane. And we end up starting the stage invasion on purpose. Had over 40 people on the stage. The next day, they had to get 5 people in to fix the stage and the lights. And I was polite to them. Like, even though on the stage, it's punk rock, when I come off stage, I'm very like, is everything okay? Like, invoice me if there's any damage or anything.
He's a very nice man. Yeah.
Like, on stage, head case. Off stage, I try and be very polite. But anyway, but I just love like the stories that come with music, and the people you meet, and the way you connect to people. And I'm a massive man of mental health, and I get to stand on a stage and tell thousands of people to look after their mental health, and to tell their friends and family that they love them more. And for me, that's really important and really special. And so that's a big reason, because I love human connection. After all my shows, I'm like, come up to me, come say hello, come give me a hug, give me a high five, go have a pint together. Yeah. I just love people. I love them. I think they're brilliant.
Nice. It's an interesting thing, because when you're up there sort of bearing your soul to people and gigging, and especially when you do songs you've written yourself, it must be kind of... you're opening yourself up to people to sort of judge you, or to kind of read.
It's quite interesting, because the way I see it, when I'm writing these songs, I'll write a song about something I've experienced, and I'll go, oh, right, well, if this happened to me, statistically speaking, it's happened to someone else. And there's no better feeling. Have you ever had that feeling where you've come across a song and they just say exactly what's going on with you? You have that emotion, you have that thought or that feeling, or you're going through a certain situation, and you come across that song and you go, wow, someone has said this in musical form, exactly what I can relate to. And there's no better feeling than that. And I think that's a down to the big part of being human, is the want and need of connection, that sort of tribalism, if you will. But music's really special for us. So when I write these songs, I look at it and I go, yeah, I'd say that fully represents how I feel. Let's put it out there and just see if someone else likes it, you know?
It might hit a nerve on capture the emotions that someone else is.
And there's been some really random songs that I write. Like, I got a song called Mexico, which is about a Mexican girl that I met. And even then, someone was like, oh, thanks for writing that song, because my girlfriend, she's Spanish. And I'm like, people pull the randomest, the most random connections from places, and then they put their own stamp on it. So it's no longer my song, really. How I intended it is very different to how it's received. And that's really awesome as well.
Yeah.
So
takes on its life of its own.
Exactly. It's completely subjective, all art is. And people just, they take what they want from a song and create their own meaning from it, and then send it back to me. And I go, oh, well, that's not what I intended, but I like what you've done with it.
Yeah.
And the art's ever changing like that, which makes it really awesome.
Lovely stuff. So are you ready to rock for us?
Am I ready to play? Oh, Stu, that's a silly question.
Is he ever not
ready? Am I ever not ready? I'll just pull out a guitar like at any point if you ask nicely, honestly. I can keep it in many places.
If you do see Rose Fraser Morgan just walking around the high street, just go, song, now.
Yeah. If I'm limping weird because I've got a guitar in my pocket or something.
Little tiny mandolin. In the little back pocket of your jeans. That's a cracking idea.
I'd love to play mandolin. I think it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it's more sort of packet-sized. You can take
it. It's great. My guitarist can actually play the mandolin. No, it was my violinist. He can play the mandolin. I might get one to mandolin, actually. Anyway, sorry, I go off my little world. Did you want me to go up and do the string and the guitar?
Yeah, if you make your way to the stage area, which for our listeners is about 4 steps to his right.
I'm going to take my headphones off and grab the guitar.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to turn the webcam on. So if you are listening on Phoenix 98 FM, that's great. You'll hear it all in full Technicolor. But if you are on Mixcloud, you can also see the video, which I'm now pointing directly, roughly, vaguely, in Fraser's general direction.
General
sort of direction. I'll sort that out in a minute when you're playing, because it's not great radio to be moving that around. Right, you are sounding great. Fraser Morgan, what are you going to play for us?
I'll play my new single, Stu, if that's all right. I like to play my new single, Home Is Where the Heart Is, and it's about when I was in a relationship once. We lived in London together for 2 years, and... she had to move back to Ireland when the panoramic hit, and I moved back to Colchester. And then my university told me to write a song with the word home in it for a competition. And so I did, and they must have loved it so much because they never replied. but I kept the song regardless. I kept it still.
Beautiful. So Home Is Where the Heart Is, Fraser Morgan. Take it away.
I'll take it away. Well, with
home is where the heart is, and I've never been so far from it before. Well, we lived up in the city, and it never was as pretty as we thought. We were stuck inside a bedroom, paying rent way more expensive than it should have been. But all that doesn't matter when all the love I get from you is free. But being in love is hard, and I just wanna tell you so much I miss you, darling. Well, if home is where the heart is, then I'll never pay a penny, and that's true. Rent is pretty cheap with my little heart resides inside of you. While I'm stuck in England, you are stuck in Ireland, and it sucks. And no, I can't tell you in person, I'll tell you in a song, I love you so much. But being in love is hard, and I just wanna tell you so much I miss you, darling. I miss you, darling. Well, I miss you, darling. I miss you, darling. Well, if home is where the heart is, then these four walls are solely built from love. Well, this house will never crumble, cause the foundations are built on trust. Aww. And then we broke up. Well, if your house is inside of me, then you're the only person with a key. Love is kind of scary, but I know that you can say the same for me. Being in love is hard, and I just want to tell you so much I miss you, darling. I miss you, darling. I miss you, darling. I miss you, darling. Darling, darling. Hey, hey. Well, I'm missing, 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 missing.
Absolutely wild. Fraser Morgan, home is where the heart is. Dude, amazing performance.
Thank you very much. For you're one of the best audience members I've ever had. You're vibing, you were like, you're dancing.
Dancing, singing. Mental. Oh, it's incredible scenes here.
I love it. It's going off here. This is where the party's at.
Oh, always. 3 to 6, weekdays.
Let's go.
Even when Fraser Morgan isn't here, I'm still dancing around the studio like a lemon.
I love it. I love it, Stu. I love the energy. It's great. It's great.
It's a brilliant song. It's a great track. And I think people can hear from that, as if they would have from all your songs, really. You have great kind of poetic lyrics and a real kind of emphasis on the words of your songs.
Thank you. I've never have been told that comment before. It's quite nice. Oh, caught me off guard. Did you hear my... I was like, I kind of sounded like my words. Like, oh, nice one. I've always been a fan of poetry. I've always been a fan of words.
Yeah.
Words have been fun. I remember writing my first poems when I was like 7, 8 years old. I was like, this is cool. Nice. And it's like, there's nothing better than that. Having your brain, the dopamine that releases in your brain when you make two sentences rhyme and have a meaning, your brain goes, wicked. That was awesome. Let's do that again. And you just keep doing it. And it's like, great. And you finish this, and you get a song. You're like, wicked. Like, it's awesome. Like, it's such a unreal feeling, like, especially with some of the mental health songs I write and stuff. And a lot of my songs I try to put like meaning or facts in or things like that. When I can get a message across and make it rhyme and make it sound just good enough so someone wants to listen to the full thing, I'm like, that's pretty fun. That's quite cool. But yeah, I've always been a fan of words. I'm a massive fan of etymology lately.
Etymology. Now, that's a big word beginning with E.
That's a big E word.
I think that may be the biggest E word of the day.
I think that is quite possibly.
What is etymology?
Etymology is the study of words.
I knew, so, obviously.
Obviously, yeah, yeah,
I just
wanted
to clarify.
No, okay, you just need to, but I'm not very cool. Like, even though I get topless on the stage and do shots and crowd surf. I'm a massive nerd deep down, and I love etymology. I love the study of words and the meaning behind words and how words come about.
Yeah.
And things like that. And so that probably plays a part into the songwriting. But yeah, I love finding out the meanings and the origins of things, everything.
That is actually super cool, because I think it's one of the major instruments of writing a song is the words in the song. So if you have a passion for the words,
you literally, and then you work out where the words come from, and what's the way words come about is just, it's just so funny. Like, and like, like, you know, recently I looked up, no one even thought to look this up. You know, when you get a lot of villages with the word ham at the end, you know, Framlingham, I think it's one of Sandringham or something like that.
Birmingham.
West Ham.
Exactly.
It used to literally mean village.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, ham used to mean village.
Like ham, it was like, it used to represent a village. Or like shire is a collection of cities or towns, essentially, which is why you got Derbyshire. Because it's the Shire of Derby.
Wow.
This etymology is amazing, because you make your brain goes, what? I didn't even think of that.
You can actually see my mind exploding at this particular point.
Yeah, it's unreal, isn't it? It's great.
This is rich. So when you have a ham sandwich, you're actually having a village
sandwich.
In a sandwich.
Well.
No, not quite.
Well. Come back a bit.
I've gone too far there with the study of
words. But yeah.
Lovely. So that was your current single, which is out now. Home is Where the Heart Is.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. You've got a huge back catalogue. I've seen you performing live and rocking the house down.
See?
You got something else you can kind of rustle up for us?
Oh, can I play another song? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Seems a shame. Come on, let's go. You've tuned in the guitar and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
So
I didn't know I was
going to
get on that one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. He's so excited. He's hit his head on his guitar.
I'll hit myself in the head.
So, what can you play for us next? I'm just going to say, your guitar, for our listeners who obviously can't see it, so you can on the webcam and on Fraser's mix live thingy, that on the line. But what? You've got some stickers on there.
I have. So I was always against stickers on guitars.
Yeah.
And then when I was at Cosmic Puffin, I put that on there. And I was like, oh, that kind of looks cool. And then a Ukraine one. And there's like a one of a pine. And I just kept going. So obviously there's me. Because recently I was being filmed for the BBC.
Oh, excellent.
Me and the band were going to be on. I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet, so I won't. But we're basically going to be on BBC. And we weren't allowed to advertise on the drum kit, so we put stickers on our guitars. Like a punk rock.
Clever.
And then I've got my friend's studio, Black Hack Studio, and then my friend Daniel Stephen Turner, his sticker. So I just want to promote my friends. Like, a big part of what I do is I love my friends and anyone who around me who creates, and I want to support everyone as much as I can, which is why, like, if I ever made it in some way for some weird reason, I just want to bring all my friends and my town with me and everyone who's awesome, because I love everyone. I just want to support and help everyone. Like, in the past I made a lot of mistakes and I've been a bit silly, and now I'm in a really good headspace where I just want to help everyone. So, and I start with stickers on the guitar.
That's a lovely way of doing it, and a great message as well, I think, because it can be a rough old industry, the music industry sometimes.
It is,
and
it's as fun as you'd ever be. It's difficult, it's a slog, don't get me wrong. I'm not expecting to make it, but I want to enjoy the journey. I'm enjoying everything. I get to play all these gigs, meet all these awesome people, and these people tell me their life stories, and I get to have pints with them and hang out with them, and then I get to sleep in a tent and wake up and do it again. Like, what's not to love?
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly, it's awesome. But yeah, this next song is called Mexico. So this is the song about the Mexican girl that I met. I met her in a pub in Coda, in town, Colchester town. And we talked for like an hour. And then I left. And then I sat in my driveway and I wrote this song in 15 minutes. And then I was just going to get rid of it. I was like, this is a stupid song. And it is a stupid song. But then I played it and I was like, I actually quite like it. So I kept it.
Excellent. And we'll find out later. All the details about.
Oh yeah, you'll get some details. Yeah, I'll tell you the rest in a minute. But yeah, it's called Mexico, Mexico. Do you like to see what I did there?
Because
they say it in Mexican.
Yeah,
Mexico. So
lovely.
I know, culturally appropriate.
Hey, well,
mum's gonna hate me cause I fell in love again. But I promise this one's different, famous last words that I send. But mum, you've gotta listen, she's cool and got an accent. She speaks to Espinoa and her eyes in Mirac. She got that goddess type of face, the one who see your magazines. She's got that vintage type of beauty, she'll be the death of me. But I don't mind dying with her's the last face that I see. She's beautiful and kind, strong, kinda icy. And if I ever overstep, she'll put me in my place. But I'll treat her with just specs, that'll never be the case. I'd be with her for just a minute and then an hour's passed. She's got a really awesome body, shaped like an hourglass. I love the way she laughs, she's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Oh mum, you've gotta meet her. She mixes up her words when she speaks her Espanola. Well, she lights up the room just like a supernova. But mum, you've gotta listen, please stop rolling your eyes. I swear this one is different, why would I ever lie? But damn, she's leaving soon, she wants to go see Europe. But if love is just a sickness, then I really don't want curing. I know that this is all a lot, but mum, you won't believe this. When we went up to the bar, she even ordered Guinness. I sound like a broken record, and mama, please don't hate me, cause God, I think I'm falling, but mama, can you blame me? And I love the way she laughs, she's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Well, mum, you've gotta meet her. She mixes up her words when she speaks that Espanola. But she lights up the room just like a supernova. This part of the song is actually called A Breakdown, and it developed in the 1970s during disco when a guy wanted to go to the toilet, so he made the song last longer. And that's literally why we have breakdowns of songs now, and that's an actual fact. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromones. Fun fact, over 90% of women's pheromones can be found in their hair. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromones. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see him next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's fairer. She's got them beautiful eyes that you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see him next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromones. And I love the way she laughs, she's a sexy senorita. Nose is like a button. Oh mum, you've gotta meet her. She mixes up her words when she speaks her Espanola. She lights up the room just like a supernova. Hey, hey, hey. So we ended up hanging out in the bar for like an hour or so, and then she told me about something called Books and that. And then I got up and left like an idiot, and I met her on Instagram, and she never replied. So this whole song's a lie.
Oh yes, Fraser Morgan. Oh, what a beautiful song.
It's called Mexico. Have I said that right? Amazing. Oh, brilliant, mate. That's absolutely lovely. So she didn't message
you. She didn't even message me back, mate.
After all that.
And it's like one of my most popular songs, and I haven't even released it. And that's the one people request. And you know what's really funny? My friend, my best mate Richard, turned around to me. He's like, you should send it to her. I was like, so you're telling... No, right, listen. You're telling me, right? Let's break this down, shall we? She's met this fella in the bar. We spoke about 45 minutes to an hour. We had a pint each together, and I sat with her and her friends. I then followed her on Instagram. She's talking about some cool books and that. And then I got up, left, messaged her. She didn't reply. So then 4 months later, she gets a message. You're right, it's me. I met you once for 45 minutes. I've written a song about you. I think
for some
please,
people that could be a bit weird.
You think?
I can see that.
You can see on reflection, maybe look over from her point of view. On my point of view, very lovely, nice gesture. Yeah. Oh, you've inspired a song. On her point of view, prison time, right?
Who's like, this guy?
Who is this man? Knock, knock, hello, who is it? It's the police. Okay, fair enough. So I'm tempted, I'm half tempted to send it to her because I've still got her on Instagram. Like, yeah. I could definitely, but...
I think we should have a vote. Phoenix FM listeners.
All right, yeah.
Should
do,
he
you know what? Do a vote.
Video.
Do. Oh no, because they're all going to say yes. I couldn't.
She could be listening now.
No, she's listening. She doesn't even know I exist really anymore. She didn't even reply to me. You're not going to go out of the way to listen, is she?
Ah, she didn't reply. She's probably been following your every move.
Yeah.
In every back of the every bar you've ever
played. Why not?
In. She's there going. Should I? Should I say to him? I actually quite like that song, Fraser.
No, I think. Yeah, I think it's a nice gesture. Do you think that it would backfire?
Maybe.
Maybe I'll send it to her. If the song does well.
Yeah, okay.
If the, you know what? Then I've got that to fall back on.
Yeah.
Because she'll be like, oh, it's a really popular song. He's written that about me. That's cool. Whereas now, I'm just a nobody with a man bun.
Not I would not say so. I mean, you're going all the way. The songs are brilliant, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that. They're fun.
She should be delighted that such a great song has come from 45 minutes. Imagine if she'd give you an hour.
Well, it was about 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah, it was about an hour. I didn't want to leave. And her hair did smell amazing, but she just washed it. And she was really nice. But yeah. The whole joke of the song is that I think I've been hurt so much in the past. My standards are so low where if a girl is just nice to me and pays me attention, I'm like, I think this is love.
This must be it.
Me and my best mate, my guitarist, Frank, we're exactly the same. It's awful. But the whole song is like, my mum's going to hate me because I fell in love again. Because she's like, all right, who is it this week then?
Here we go.
But I don't really fall in love. It's that lust. It's that kind of, oh, this is something fun, you know. But I've been single for nearly a year and a half now, intentionally. Like, I stayed single because I haven't found anyone that makes me as happy as I do. So.
Oh, see, this is it. This is what comes with age, isn't it? You learn that sometimes you've got
I don't want to waste anyone's time, right? I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to waste mine. All right, let's be honest. So, until then, it's just Tinder.
Good point.
By myself.
I mean, that's room. Plenty of inspiration for songs right there. Just on the daily. It's a great song. It's great music. I'm loving what you're doing. What's coming next for Fraser Morgan? What you got in the pipeline for us?
So, a lot. Because I gig this thing, I'm completely unmanaged, unsigned. I do it all myself, and I've got my body weight and gigs booked, which I'm really surprised at and extremely appreciative for. Like, if you told even like me 4 months ago this was my life, I wouldn't believe you. But since I've started the band and taken everything seriously and got my logo and stuff, it's just gone bang out of nowhere, and I'm so appreciative. But it's really scared the hell out of me in a good way. But you know, so next up is tomorrow. I'm playing two gigs. I'm playing HMV in Ipswich, which I'm really looking forward to, and then playing my friend's garden, so you can't come to that, unfortunately.
Unless you're also his friend.
Unless you're him. Maybe you can come. If it's your birthday and I'm playing your, maybe you can come.
Wouldn't that be weird if he'd booked you but he didn't come, so you could be playing in the garden?
That's free beers, that's all I'm hearing.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, all right, I've played in worse places for less. And then
HMV
Sunday,
Ipswich.
Yeah, HMV Ipswich on Saturday at 2 p.m. And then Sunday, I'm actually I'm DIYing the recording scene. I'm taking all of my microphone stuff and recording in my friend's got business called Best Days. I'm recording in their warehouse all day. In the next single and next video, and it's just I post all my gigs online. So there's a little gig sheet. And my goal is to hit 725 by the end of the year.
Wow.
And I'm currently at 717 already. So I worked out that in the past, I think 250 days, I played 150 gigs.
Whoa.
So since the start of the year, I was on about 590 really.
Yeah.
since the start of the year, I've played about 120, 130 gigs.
That's incredible. And obviously, on the back of a bit of a year of a drought during COVID.
That was difficult, actually. But you know what? COVID actually turned me into a better performer, because when I came back, I had the passion for it. Whereas before, I kind of fell off a little bit. So when I came back and had this passion for it, I had this newfound, and lots of people in my hometown were like, who is this? Like, we haven't seen this, Fraser. And I think it's because of the pandemic. Going out there, because I moved out to Ireland for my ex, because she was over there. I lived out there for a year, got my heart broken, stayed by myself for a bit, and then moved back home. And I just had this newfound love and energy just to go out, stand on stage and scream in people's faces, musically.
Musically, in a good way.
In a good way. But yeah, so... Yeah,
you can really feel that. When I saw you at Ralph's session, it was like you really kind of had the drive and the passion and the way you stamp your feet and move around the stage. It's fun to see.
I adore it so much. I'm not joking. I don't do it for the money or anything like that. I literally do it because I just purely enjoy getting hot and sweaty and singing to people and talking to people after shows. Like, I love it. I adore it. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going. But I know I'm loving the process.
Excellent. We're loving listening to it, mate. It's brilliant. We'll chat a little bit more. I've got to play some adverts before we do that.
Oh, go on then.
We'll do that, and then I want to ask you all about some other stuff.
Go on then.
All right.
All right. This
is Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is. Still with me in the studio is Fraser Morgan. He's done an amazing set for us live on the Radio Box. Blown our minds. And we've had messages in. A big shout out to Ralph. Ralph Mullen of Shed Session fame is tuned in. He says, we're coming through loud and clear in Mykonos. Great to hear, Fraser.
Oh, lucky you.
Is he in Mykonos?
I know, because I'm so jealous. Is he loud? He's not loud, surely. We need him over here.
You're implying he's not going to be let in the country in Mykonos?
Or? No, I'm just saying that in terms of myself and yourself and the music scene.
I know.
Is he allowed that time off?
I'm not sure anyone's sort of approved
I don't think anyone. He didn't run it past me. Did he run it past you?
I did not get a holiday form from Ralph.
Yeah, I didn't get the form. I didn't get the submission in. So we're gonna have to give him a what's the word? Not appraisal. The opposite of appraisal.
I don't know. A Greek salad. Give him a Greek salad.
I'm gonna give him a good Greek Greeking.
Good Greek salad. Greek yogurt. A face full of Greek yogurt.
Oh. Anyway, moving on
very quickly. Oh wow, that took a dive. You're lovely.
That's what she said. Right, so
have you got any gigs, any messages from people? So you're still looking for a concert?
I'm still trying to find tonight. Someone if they'll let me play in their front room or in their garden or in their local pub. I literally play anywhere. I've got my guitar with me. Let's make it 718 gigs completely for free. Let's do it. If anyone I'm not joking, any surrounding areas, Billericay, Southend, Brentwood, where else there is, Ilford, I don't know. I'll travel. If we can find a gig tonight, I'll play
travel.
It.
That's it. Essex, you heard the call. Fraser Morgan is yours tonight with a guitar for musical.
Crazy.
Yes. Should clarify that. Lovely. You're going to stick around the next hour for a little chat with us?
Yeah, we'll have a chin wank.
We'll spin some big tunes. The Never-Ending Story of Drive. You can join in on that with us.
Nice.
That's always a good vibe. And I've also got to play the stylophone because it's Friday. And I don't know if you've ever had the painful experience of hearing me play the stylophone, but...
Oh, I'm so excited.
We'll do that in the next hour.
Yeah, go on.
Stay where you are. Frank Turner on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think with me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. right here on Phoenix 98 FM. Still with me in the studio is Fraser Morgan. Hello, Fraser.
Oh yes, I'm still. You can't get rid of me. I'm not leaving. It's like Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, good. I would say the same, but I'll finish at 6. But
oh,
just stay in.
I'm not leaving.
Come with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we going? We go play a gig of yours.
Let's do it.
I like that Frank Turner. I do really like Frank Turner. I've actually, to be fair, I haven't actually listened to him that much, but a lot of people say compare me to him. But I take it as a compliment because the guy's sound.
It's the vibe, yeah, definitely. I can see that.
I think it's just like British and talking about mental health, innit?
Speaking of which, you were just telling me off air, you've got your own podcast and a support group and all sorts going on.
Yeah. So in September last year, basically, I upset a lot of friends and I was a very different person back then. As I was saying a minute ago when we were off airs, I didn't know who I was back then because I'd gone through a breakup and I was by myself for 3 months in a room in a country where I wasn't from. I had no friends, so I went crazy when I came back. People were just painting me out as puppy dog, and then I ended up getting really smashed and upsetting my friends. I felt really bad about it. But from that gigantic breakdown I had that lasted about a week, where I just didn't leave my bed, then I went to lots of therapy, and I love therapy. I went to lots of therapy. And even though there was this mistake that I'd made and I'd upset some friends and burned some bridges, from that darkness has now come my men's mental health group that I run. So I wouldn't have started that group if I didn't have that breakdown. So I run a monthly men's mental health group on the last Sunday of every month, where a bunch of us men, we go sit in my mate's shop. It's completely shut off from the public. We get free tea, free coffee, free entry. We just come sit down. We talk about our problems. We just talk, laugh. We do a lot of laughing. It's one of the funniest places you'll ever go.
Yeah.
But just groups of us just sat down chatting, and I've had grown men cry on me. Some people have said things in there that they've never said out loud to another human being before. They're really special. So as I said, I feel very, very bad about what happened when I upset my friends, but the bounce back has been worth it, or at least I've made it. It hasn't been in vain, you know.
Yeah, you've learned from what you've been through.
Massively. And I also talk about mental health on my podcast that I have, the Fraser Morgan podcast. I haven't uploaded there in a while because I'm so busy with music, but yeah, I do all of that. And it bleeds out of my song as well, all the mental health stuff. So I just love loving people and I love helping people. And one big thing that I learned is we all make mistakes. We're human. Right, but sometimes we say and do some really dumb stuff. The best thing you can do is forgive yourself, let it go, and learn and grow from it. And I'm one of those people where if you come to me and you tell me your deepest, darkest secrets, I'll be like, that's okay, you're human. How are we going to move past it then? No judgment. Because when I went to my therapist for the first time about three, four years ago, I went to my deepest, darkest fears and I thought I was this and that and this and that. And he was like, okay. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm crazy, aren't I? He's like, no. And that was one of the most validating experiences of my life, to be told, no, you're still human, you're fine. You're expecting punishment and to suffer and for judgment. But actually, if you're met with compassion and love and care, the voice in the head goes, oh, well, I've got to shut up then. I don't know what to say now. And it completely changes the wiring of the human brain. So that's what I do with everyone. Just treat them with love, compassion, kindness, and it blooms. That is a seed. Like, that's a weed in a good way. Just keep on spreading it and you will keep going. So be nice to everyone and love everyone you meet, basically.
Beautiful message. So with this support group then, where to put it?
Yes, so it's... I'm going to try and run the next one on the last Sunday of August at Best Days Vintage in Colchester Town. So Best Days Vintage are very good friends of mine. We've got Steve and Jez, who are absolute legends. They do a lot for mental health as well. My friend Ellie runs a mental health counselling called Essex and Suffolk Counselling, and they're in a partnership, so she uses their premises and they raise money to give one-to-one counselling a lot for young adults. They run a session on a Thursday morning for young adults where they all just sit down and have a chat, kind of like my thing. But yeah, it's in Colchester Town on Eld Lane. It's Best Days Vintage, last Sunday of every month. Come have some free tea and coffee and laugh, really. That's literally what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is. See, everyone needs even just having the group and the people there together.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's on the rise. Men under 50 are the worst for it. It's the biggest, the most common way to pass is through their own way. And so we need to talk. It's not scary. Honestly, it's fine. Just talk. You realise how not scary it is.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Fraser. That's lovely.
Go on,
you got your podcast as well. What was that called?
Yes, that's the Fraser Morgan podcast. That's online everywhere. I haven't uploaded in there in a while, but I do love doing it still. I talk lots of random stuff. I usually sit there, have a cup of tea, and I just chat to myself, but you, and I love it. I adore it. I say the most weird and random stuff. My most recent podcast uploaded is called Hurt People, Stopping the Cycle of Pain. And it's how, even though someone has hurt you, it's your responsibility to not hurt someone else because of it. So pain is a cycle, and it's your choice to end it. So it's easy to pass it on. That's what trauma is. That's what family trauma is, So it's easy to pass it on, but it's your responsibility to take that pain and to fix it and heal it and grow from it and not pass it on to the next person. So that was the most recent episode anyway.
Oh, fantastic stuff. You blow my mind, dear. You've got, like, not only an awesome rock star, he's got so much insight into the just talking about problems, and you're I'm impressed. Where do we find you? Online and social media and track down all your
So doing? It's Fraser Morgan, Fraser, and then organ, but with an M. And then
any organ you like,
just brain. Why did I ask myself that?
Good organ.
Yeah. That's a good one, isn't it?
Good choice. I was thinking kidney, but I'm not actually going to do about that. Really.
No, mine aren't very good by kidney, so you don't want them. But yeah, it's Fraser Morgan UK. Look for the picture of the hairy guy with the man bun. That's me.
The man bun. I imagine you were born with a man bun, though. I can't imagine you without it.
You know, I'll show you a picture in a second. I was blonde. I had short blonde hair.
Really?
I'm talking sunshine blonde.
No.
Yeah, boy.
How did that change? My dad was the same. He started off blonde, and now he's not got any hair now.
I'm bald.
He'll kill me for that. But
No.
He went dark and then lost the hair.
I love it.
Fraser, thanks so much for joining us and coming in. One more chance. Where can people find you out, where you're from, on your social media?
Yeah, follow
you
there. Yeah, it's Fraser Morgan UK, Fraser. If you want me to play a gig for you in your front room, for in your garden, anytime, anywhere, let's do it. But yeah, it's Fraser Morgan UK. Let's get his gig numbers up. Let's spread this music and let's love you.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.
Spread the love.
Spread the love, baby. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think who that sounded like. That was...
I don't know. I can hear him in the frog.
Oh, we are definitely doing voiceovers for the rest of this hour. I want to be joined by Kermit the Frog and...
Hey, Stuart. It's great to be here. How are we?
I'm great. Yeah, how are you finding retirement? I haven't seen Kermit for a while.
It's been pretty busy. Yeah, me and Miss Piggy, we've been to Mykonos with Ralph.
Hang on, I'm making up for Ralph.
I was expecting that. I thought, the smells.
Oh, he's there as well.
Everyone at home listens to this going, what is going on?
What is happening now?
I spent a lot of time alone as a kid, so I learned some voices.
Yeah, what's really happening is we've got all these people here. Kermit's popped in.
Kermit's over here.
I saw the smells.
The guy off the Lord of the Rings, Smeagol, is in the house. It's all kicking off.
Yeah.
We're still doing the stylophone in this hour. The biggest stories, and Fraser's going to contribute something to the never ending story of Drive.
Yeah.
Which she knows nothing about yet.
No.
Stay tuned for that.